Just after 10 o'clock Friday morning, crews from Missoula Rural Fire and the Missoula City Fire Department both responded to a vehicle fire on Razor Drive, which rapidly turned into an industrial fire response. Acting Italian Chief Damon Almond has more.
By the time the first units arrived, they realized that they had a couple tractor-trailer trucks on fire that were attached to fuel tank trailers. And so that kind of expedited the process of getting more folks out there. And fortunately, the two tank trailers were not full of fuel.
Initially, reports indicated the vehicles on fire were inside the fuel storage facility and that other vehicles, as well as the large storage tanks themselves, may have been threatened. So the incident was upgraded to an industrial fire. Alma described the overall response.
We had about 18 personnel, I believe, on scene, and we had four engines. A ladder truck, a water tender, and two chief's rigs, and we didn't end up calling hazmat, so that was the bulk of it.
Almond said once the two semi-truck fires were knocked down, they were able to ascertain that there was no danger that the actual fuel tanks might catch fire. The fire was declared officially out at about 11 a.m. Both tractor tankers were a total loss, with damage estimated at over $500,000. However, the quick response and aggressive attack saved over $1 million in nearby vehicles and other property. No injuries were reported, and an investigation is underway. The man responsible for the Las Vegas massacre last Sunday, Stephen Paddock, used an add-on device called a bump stock to enable the weapons he fired to mimic a fully automatic machine gun. Since this fact was made public and authorities have begun to propose a ban on the devices, sales have been skyrocketing before they're no longer available. However, there's at least one firearms dealer in Missoula that's never carried them. Owner of Axemen Firearms, Rich Oshner, told KGVO News, the add-on product just didn't make any sense to carry.
I was always concerned that ATF may look at it someday and change their ruling. They made a ruling that they were okay. We never felt comfortable with that just because of the nature of it. And I didn't want our customers being in the middle of something that later on could become contraband.
Oshner said machine guns have become extraordinarily expensive over the years due to the controversial nature of owning a device that can shoot so many rounds so rapidly.
It became very expensive over the years. We changed the classification of them in 1986. And to give you an idea, an auto sear that made the semi-auto a machine gun back in 86 was about $50. Today, that same auto sear runs about $15,000.
The investigation into why Paddock chose to massacre 59 people and wound hundreds of others still under investigation. Missoula County Attorney Kirsten Papp said her office handled 15 felony cases this past week. She spoke to us on Talk Back on Friday.
Four of those involved violent crimes. There was partner family member assault involving an alleged strangulation, an assault, a sexual intercourse without consent, and violation of an order of protection. There was a felony DUI, which means fourth or subsequent felony conviction.
There was also a handful of property crimes.
A theft, identity theft, and a bad check case. Handful of drug cases involving methamphetamine. And then there were some administrative crimes as well, resisting arrest and obstructing a peace officer. Finally, there was a surreptitious visual observation, which is what we used to refer to as the Peeping Tom statute.
Fall appears to have brought some relief to law enforcement and local courts. For the past 2 weeks, the number of felony cases hovered around 15, which is a big dip after many weeks with case numbers in the upper 20s throughout the summer. No contamination has been found in the water on the Crow Indian Reservation after a water treatment plant and Crow agency was vandalized. Tribal Chairman A.J. Not Afraid declared a state of emergency Wednesday after workers discovered the destruction at the plant, including shots fired at equipment and fire damage. Bottled water was delivered to residents as tests were being conducted. The Billings Gazette reports the tribe announced Friday no signs of contamination were found. Some water mains connected to the plant were flushed, though, as a precaution. A federal court is recommending dismissal of a civil complaint filed on behalf of more than 24 homeless residents of a northwestern Montana Indian reservation in 2013. U.S. Magistrate Judge John Johnston granted Attorney Daniel Flaherty's motion to withdraw September 19th after he reported being unable to contact the lead plaintiff. Johnston also recommended the case be dismissed in part because the defendants hadn't been served. A 2014 Bureau of Indian Affairs investigation concluded that law enforcement officers with the Fort Peck Indian tribes illegally arrested and detained 29 people to prevent them from handhandling during a rodeo weekend. Court advocate Mary Cleland told the Great Falls Tribune that a BIA worker told her the tribe had been admonished not to do it again. The Northern Cheyenne Tribal Council has unanimously voted to remove the tribe's president from office, but the reservation's top elected official is refusing to leave. The Billings Gazette reports the council voted 9-0 this past Friday to remove Jace Kilsback. The hearing stemmed from a formal complaint against Kilsback filed by Councilman Dana Eaglefeathers, alleging gross neglect of his duties and arguing he had violated the tribe's bylaws. Kilsback said Friday's vote violated a tribal court ruling on Thursday. The tribe's constitutional court sided with Kilsback, declaring Eaglefeathers' complaint against him was, quote, constitutionally defective, end quote, because it was not sworn under oath and because it did not include enough detail to give the president, quote, adequate notice of the allegations, end quote, against him. Kilsback says he has no intention of recognizing Friday's hearing. And the Missoula City County Health Department's focused on preventing childhood obesity by collecting body mass index data. Research coordinator Lisa Dworak has the numbers.
We go around to all the schools in Missoula City and then outside of MCPS, so our county rural schools, and measure these children. And it's completely anonymous, and we put all the information together. And what we find is that Missoula has not escaped the childhood obesity epidemic. 23.5% of our third graders throughout the county are overweight or obese.
According to Warak, the difference between health and wealth plays a significant role when it comes to childhood obesity.
In our higher income schools, 17% of third grade boys are overweight or obese. So if you look at the two highest income schools in Missoula County, and then the two lowest, it's 44% of those third grade boys are overweight or obese. And so we're seeing as a significant disparity when it comes to health and wealth.
And Warwick says, quote, it's not fair, end quote, the children who live in low-income households tend to be the unhealthiest. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Low clouds and patchy fog early, mostly sunny though this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, low temperatures right around the freezing mark. We'll see your highs close to 60 on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.